Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good morning, everyone, and greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, once again, as we get into your word, we're asking the Holy Spirit, Father, to be with us, to give us guidance, to open our hearts and minds, to be receptive, Father, that we can receive this word in truth, with strength and in power, so that we can have the knowledge, the power, and all of which we need in order to fulfill the work that you ask of us to do. Now, Father, be with us throughout this study this morning, and I'm asking this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, then. Now, we're going to be in Ephesians chapter 3. Is everybody just a minute to get there? All right. Verse 1. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles. 2. If you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given unto me to you, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mysteries, as I write afore in few words. All right, now, let's take a look at them. You know, the writer begins his second prayer in behalf of the readers, and for this cause, he indicates the reason for his prayer. The expression refers to their being part of the church, which is the habitation of God. Since God lives in the recipients, Paul prays for them. I, Paul, from this point, the apostle's prayer is sidetracked until the resumption in verse 14. This digression reveals Paul's own divinely supported part in dissolving the enormous truth explained in 2:11. You know, the Gentiles believe now stand on equal footing with their Jerusalem brothers in God's family. The prisoner of Jesus may be rendered a prisoner because of Jesus. Paul's imprisonment is due to the Lord's work. It is not due to any wrongdoing on his part. But no wrongdoing there. We know that the dispensation of the grace of God, there in verse 2, means the prevention or vision consisting of God's grace. This refers to the divine ability given Paul, which enables him to successfully execute his apostleship ministry to the Gentiles. And 3, and in verse 3 says, as I wrote before a few words, refer to when the author only touched on the mystery which God had made known to him in the name of most general of terms. Can indefinite this indefinite. This mystery as the establishing of a new humanity under the leadership of Christ. A bit more typically, leaving it as the inclusion of the Gentile Christian along with Jewish Christians in God's family, but will spell out with even more precisely exactly what this mystery entails. Now, I have to move my neck a little bit. I got kind of cramped there. Okay. Wherefore, when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto the holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. 6, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. You know, when we look there at that number 6, you know, there's a lot in that mystery. But I'm not going to get into that right now. Let's go on down to 7. Whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. 8. Unto me you am less than the least of all saints in this grace, given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery which from the beginning of the world has been hid. He let us know he'd been hid all that time. Now, this message this morning, our study is going to be kind of short. But there's not that many verses in all here. That many changes of subjects. And there in the letter, as we were reading chapter 9, right? As we were reading 9. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery which from the beginning of the world has been hid. To God who created all things by Jesus Christ. 10. To the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. Now, you know, in verse 9, it said the verse is better read than to reveal what is the plans, the arrangement of the mystery, where it had been hidden for ages by God, who created all things, the two reasons for which God gave Paul his grace and ability to preach the gospel to Gentiles, and to disclose God's plan for implementing the Jewish Gentiles mystery in human history. Pardon me just a moment, my mouth's getting a little dry. All right, now, there in 10, when we were reading it, we found there that Paul discloses of his mystery, teaches angels, principalities, and powers, the heavenly places of God's wisdom. Now, as we go to 12, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Wherefore I desire that you think not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. And that verse there is letting you and I know, because it affirms that Christians have boldness. You see, when we become that child of God, we have the boldness to stand where he puts us and to speak the things that he gives us and to do the things he tells us to do. And it doesn't matter who we're speaking to are around. Yeah. And gives us access, the right of entering his presence with confidence and assurance of being heard by God by the faith of him through relying upon Christ to gain God's ear. Now, as we go into 13, wherefore I desire that you faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. And we'll find there in that verse, which is your glory, God will use Paul's tribulations and sufferings in the ministry to spiritually benefit his recipients. Such education will then bring about glory on their part, in that the praise and in that they praise and honor God. Now, as we go to 14, for this cause I bow my knee unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. 15, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Now, there in 14, for this cause, this expression resumes the apostles' prayer begun in verse 1, but delayed by the discussion of verses 2 through 13. And there in 15, it says his name is named, means is derived. The whole Christian family, including those saints now departed and in heaven, and those saints still living on earth, all of them derive their spiritual life in God. You see, that's the only way we can have it. We have got to stay in and with Almighty God. And we do that by the study of His Word and listening to the Holy Spirit as it speaks to you and I. There's not enough attention paid to the Holy Spirit. You know that? Most even ignoring. And that's something that should never be done. Because in rejecting Him, you're rejecting God. And you can be walking in destruction very shortly. We're told that in the Word of God. You see, we are not to curse the Holy Spirit, to deny Him or His existence. We're told that in the Word of God. Think about these things. I love the Lord my God. I love the Holy Spirit. And I love what the Lord Jesus Christ did for me. I love all of those. And I want them always with me. Because it takes them to take care of you and I. Now, 16, that He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to the strengthening with might by the Spirit in the inner man, that Christ, 17, that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love. Now, 18, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and depth, what is the breadth and length and depth and height. 19, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. You see, we live in hope that he would grant you and I everything according to his riches of his glory. That don't mean finances. That means everything that we stand in need of as being a living child of God. Now, the only way you and I can be strengthened by might is by the Holy Spirit in that inner man. In other words, from the heart, where the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit lives. That's where our strength and all comes from. In 17, that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith. We know that he does. And that ye, being rooted and grounded in love. You see, we need to be rooted and grounded in that love. 18, and we may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, to know the power, the truth, and the light of his word. And 19, and especially that we know the love of Christ, which passes even the knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. You see, his love for you and I needs to be beyond reproach. And we would not be having the tribulations and all that we have. But somewhere along the line, we weaken. And Satan will slip through to bring something against us. And let me share something else with you. He's always there waiting for a weak point so he can step in. And he will. And he'll hit you with the worst thing he can find to give you. Think about that. But we know that our Redeemer is our deliverer and our healer. Now, 20. Now to him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church, by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Now, as we look at these last two verses, now unto him that is able, and that is the Lord Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. And they can do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or even think, according to the power that worketh in you and I. This is why we must keep ourselves strong in the Spirit. 21. Unto him be glory in church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages. Now, we know that when we that are the pastors of the church have allowed the leading of the Holy Spirit to lead us, then there is no problem of his glory being there in the church. Through Jesus Christ. And throughout all ages. So up until the end. World without end. It'll always be there. Because even as we step out of this life, we are taking that power, that love, that great work with us. It ends with amen. We have now come to the end of chapter 3 of Ephesians. So we're going to close with prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father. Father, as we close your word, I thank you for this word, Father. I thank you for the Lord Jesus. And I thank you for the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. And Father, I thank you for this ministry you've given to me, set me over, made me a part of. Use me, Father, in mighty and great ways to bring it into full brightness, full being, and anoint us all, Father, this day with thy healing power, with your love, Father, and keep us and refresh us this day, Father, and bring us back together again this evening in that name of Jesus at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Well, Father, you heard my prayer. Keep us all, Father, in health, in safety, and bring us together again. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. I pray you can have a great one. This day, walk with God. He'll walk with you.